Good afternoon. This is Cross Currents. I'm Kristen Kay. My guests today are Snowmass Rotary President Rob Caringcross and Barb Wicks from Sundance Drug and Liquor. They are here today to talk about the Snowmass Wine Festival, a benefit for Snowmass Rotary. The festival includes a wine dinner at the Viceroy in Snowmass on September 15th and a grand tasting in the Snowmass Town Park on September 16th. Proceeds from the festival benefit over a dozen community organizations and also provide grants for Basalt High School students. Welcome
Thank
to
you.
Both of you. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
Rob, can you talk about the Snowmass Rotary and the mission of Rotary?
So Rotary International, kind of who we are and what we do. Rotary is a global network of 1.2 million neighbors, friends, leaders, and problem solvers who come together to make positive, lasting change in communities at home and abroad. The motto is service above self. And for more than 110 years, the club's guiding principles have centered on service, fellowship, diversity, integrity, and leadership. So that's kind of who we are in terms of what we do as an organization. Rotary members believe that we have a shared responsibility to take action on our world's most persistent issues. Our 35,000 plus clubs work together to tackle six areas of focus, and they are promoting peace, fighting disease, providing clean water, sanitation, and hygiene, saving mothers and children, supporting education, and growing local economies. So over the years, Rotary International has invested over $3 billion in thousands of projects.
You have some lofty goals in Rotary.
Right. Well, that's the big picture. Absolutely. We at our little club, and our club is about 35 members, and we started in 1991. Incidentally, we have one remaining charter member, Alan Adger. So a shout out to our Alan, local attorney and fisherman extraordinaire. We do focus on certain service projects. And we have committees that choose each year, you know, what to hone in on under the umbrella of those six areas of focus.
That's great. And then, Barb, can you talk about how you got involved with Rotary and with the Snowmass Wine Festival?
Sure. Well, let's see. The Wine Festival was going on in a very small way in 2002 and 2003. And then I was approached by the Snowmass Rotary Club to help them grow the event, and that's how it all started. I was a charter member, believe it or not, Rob.
Mm-hmm.
You probably didn't know that,
right?
But I had two babies then, and I had to stop attending the Snowmass Rotary at that point. So I've been involved in Rotary in many different ways for years, even though I'm not official. I'm adopted by both clubs.
That's great.
Honorary.
Honorary.
Absolutely.
Right.
Well, talk a little bit about the Snowmass Wine Festival benefits a number of community organizations. Can you talk about the organizations that are close to your heart or ones that you are particularly proud of?
Absolutely. We, just to describe sort of the monies that we raise, last year we netted about $100,000. And so that gets split to international service projects, some community service projects, such as trail improvement work. We sponsor the Nature Trail, for example. We are involved in the annual Snowmass Village Community Thanksgiving Feast,
which is so fun.
Right. It is a great one.
It's
a full house every year. And we support that with other groups. And the community charities, so each and every year, their grant, applications pulled together, and we will provide funding to about a dozen local groups. I'll mention a few, and as an overview, these are nonprofits that support youth of the valley, kids and adults at risk, and other environmental causes. We have Robin Sinclair is a member at our club, and she is the director at Little Red Schoolhouse. So we provide support to that organization.
That's the daycare in Snowmass?
It is.
Okay.
Marky Butler, known very well as the mayor of Snowmass Village, who is the director of Hospice of the Valley, so we support that group. One of note, Christmas Wish Foundation, and I mentioned that one because it was started by the Aspen Rotary Club. So that's, we chip in each year and help help there. A few other ones. I have two young sons, my wife and I, Aspen Youth Center. So they've made great use of that wonderful facility, and we have supported them. Aspen Hope Center, many will know as a very commendable group here in town. Alpine Legal Services, providing support for those legal support for those in need. And amongst others, but those Youth Zone is another one worth mentioning down Valley. So kids at risk. So up and down the Valley, we provide support to a number of groups.
Are there international organizations that you support?
There are. And that's sort of a group of 8 or 10. And that varies each and every year. But polio is part of the backstory to Rotary International. Rotary's been very involved in the eradication of polio. So we do support the Polio Plus Fund. We support efforts in Vanuatu. And Katie Peckler, who's a local gal, is our point person out there. So as part of our weekly programming, we will hear from these and other nonprofits. So we learn a lot at our weekly meeting and breakfast session and hear from these groups, the international groups that we support, and also the locals, amongst others. So those are World Bicycle Relief is another one, and we're hosting them in a few weeks.
I think that's really cool. Can you talk more about what that is?
I can more intelligently in a short amount of time when I hear from them in a couple weeks. But we have an international committee and a group of members that sift through the applications and sort through who to support each year.
How does the application process go, or how do you go about selecting the beneficiaries?
And this is for the international or for the local. I'm actually part of the committee that does assess the local grant applications.
I think it would be a tough job.
It is. And similar to the, and we'll talk about the high school scholarships that we provide, we end up supporting many at a lower dollar value generally, just because it is hard to eliminate many. So. Mm-hmm. But we have a committee, and there's certain criteria, and we sort of discuss that as a group and make assessments from there. Mm-hmm. And we do not require, but we do encourage these organizations to help us in our effort. Our main fundraiser, of course, being the wine festival. So there is that component, and that can impact our decision-making process.
What is the application process if people are interested in applying?
They should contact us, and maybe the best way is to look us up on Facebook. We're in a process now of expanding our social media to make it easier to find us. That's a good platform, and they'll find a link to our website and our other contact info. That just search under Snowmass Rotary, and I think that's probably a good place to start.
How have you noticed an increase in applicants over the past few years?
We have, as the world changes and needs grow, our community grows. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, our fundraising has grown considerably. I think year over year, we're 10% at least. Looking back on some old stats, I think we've doubled in 5 to 10 years. Would that be right, Barb?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, exactly.
So that helps, certainly, as the demand increases and we find ourselves able to meet that. Mm-hmm. I mean, or at least do our little part.
You're listening to Cross Currents on Aspen Public Radio. I'm Kristen Kay. My guests today are Snowmass Rotary President Rob Cairncross and Barb Wicks from Sundance Drug and Liquor. The Snowmass Wine Festival is a benefit for Rotary. Proceeds from the festival benefit a number of community and international organizations and provide grants to Basalt High School students. Is there anything that you can point to in our valley and say, like, the wine festival proceeds built that or put that program in place?
You know, I think a big one and a big impact that I've experienced is the Basalt High School scholarships. You know, that is a remarkable, you know, the group that we meet with down there every year and interview, to your point about having a hard decision making, you know, a wonderful group of kids. And that, to me, 25 may apply for scholarships each year, and we will, in a difficult way, whittle that down to maybe a dozen and sit down with those kids. And, you know, each with their own remarkable story and list of accomplishments. You know, one young woman stands out in my mind, who we've supported, and who is now studying criminal justice and psychology at California Lutheran University, a woman that was near top of her class, but with a really fascinating story and someone who really has faced intense personal struggle. So that's why, and just briefly, young gal, daughter of Mexican immigrants, father was deported, and shortly thereafter she lost her mother. So faced all those challenges, moved in with some extended family in a busy household, as you can imagine, and just fought her way through and turned to poetry for inspiration and just found a ton of support from the community and Basalt High School and her pre-collegiate mentors. And very much worth mentioning Elizabeth Penzel, who's the college counselor, who does amazing work for these kids. So just an amazing story. Was accepted at DU and accepted many other places she applied, but is well on her way. So, it, you know, inspiring.
Well, let's talk
stuff.
A little bit about that program. How did that start? How long has it been in place?
I think it's been at least 5 years to my knowledge, and I will point out that I'm a relatively new member in the club, so I may not have all of the my facts straight.
Rocketed to the top.
I know. So, but I've been involved in that process for the 2 years that I've been a member, and you know, it's just had a big impact on me, and I've half jokingly suggested to my kids who are, I have a freshman in high school here at Aspen and a middle schooler, they should come to see what these kids are doing extracurricularly and just to make ends meet. It's remarkable in some cases supporting their families and you know, it's remarkable.
Do you find yourself inspired by them when you have those interviews?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's, amazing. And not all of them have faced the challenges the example that I mentioned, but many have, and just the determination and focus and drive, that's inspiring. And, you know, against all odds, kind of those types of stories.
Do you have other students who stand out in your mind?
There are, you know, many that have just ended up at fine schools and each with their own story and not all heading to be lawyers and doctors. And we do try to address some other vocational pursuits that people have and sort of cover a wider spectrum. be it the arts or the trades, because we recognize that as an area of the economy that needs attention. And so it's too many to sort of think through.
Can I ask about some logistics of that program? So the money that the students receive through grants goes to college tuition?
Correct.
Okay, and all of it, so it's not for the high school necessarily?
Correct. Those funds are sent directly to each of these post-secondary institutions.
And how many students benefit from this program?
You know, we last year was a 12.
Wow.
And so the funds amount to about $25,000. You know, and it helps these folks. It doesn't go all the way. Of course, they receive help from many other organizations and individuals, but in many cases, it's the only option. The woman that I mentioned as an example, she was ineligible for federal aid, so it's especially important, I think, that and you know that we and others step in and help out.
Can we get a breakdown of the about $100,000 you said
yes.
that you raise?
Mm-hmm.
What's the breakdown on who's benefiting from that as far as communities? So 25,000 to Basalt High School students?
Yes, correct. What we call, you know, the vocational charities. 40,000 to community charities, all those grant recipients that we touched on. 25,000 to international service projects. 3,000 to the community service projects. 3,000 to our endowment fund, and a relatively small amount in administrative cost for the charitable foundation at 4,000.
So let's talk about the wine festival, which is a benefit for Snowmass Rotary, and mm-hmm. that goes to so many community organizations and goes to those Basalt High School students. What can people expect at the wine festival?
I think people are very surprised, especially first-timers that attend the wine festival. There are 36 wine tables. Over 300 wines will be there. 20 restaurants from the area will also be there. We have music. It is just a great opportunity for people to have a wonderful afternoon, try wines in an atmosphere where you can actually talk to the winemakers and the distributors, and it's just a great opportunity to find out more about wine.
What local restaurants are involved?
I was afraid you'd ask me that. That's the one part that I don't do, but I'm going to go from memory here. In Aspen, we have Ajax Tavern. We also have Jimmy's, who is new on board. We have most of the restaurants in Snowmass. We also have a couple of Down Valley restaurants as well. So that makes up the 20. But Il Poggio, the Snowmass Club, the Artisan, pretty much most of the restaurants in Snowmass are very supportive, the Edge, of this event.
And you both have talked about how this event has grown.
Mm-hmm.
And Barb, you have been involved since what year?
2004.
What do you think has contributed to the growth?
Well, I'm going to have to say it probably is based on relationships, where a lot of wine fests are popping up these days because of organizations that are putting them on. And an organization like Rotary would go ahead, pay them X amount of dollars, and they would just send out random invitations to wineries in the hopes of getting attendance. I think part of the success is this is very symbiotic for everyone involved. People love to be in Snowmass. This festival is built on relationships that I have had with winemakers and just salesmen, people in the wine business for 38 years. So it's very, very different because it is relationship-based as opposed to people just coming because they have been sent here.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very big difference. So I think over the years, It's just grown in popularity. The vintners love to be here. We now have a waiting list. We sold out in June, and we now have a waiting list where I have a waiting list for 2018. Wow. So it is, it's a very nice position to be in, but everyone truly wants to be there. Mm-hmm. So it's a very good feeling.
You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Kristen Kay. My guests today are Snowmass Rotary President Rob Cairncross and Barb Wicks from Sundance Drug and Liquor. They're here today to talk about the Snowmass Wine Festival, a benefit for Rotary. Take us behind the scenes a little bit. What does it take to pull something like this off? What do you hear from the winemakers and from the restaurants and from you, the volunteers who are putting
right.
it together?
Right. I know it's all hands on deck from our position.
It is. I mean, it really is all hands on deck. The Rotary Club takes care of all of the logistics, the setting up, the tearing down, organizing the volunteers, the sponsorships. What I do is everything that is related to wine. So I get all the vintners there. We will also have six Colorado craft tables there in the periphery, the auction, wine auction items, and the dinner. That is what I do, anything mm-hmm. that has anything to do with wine. And for me, it starts very early. It probably starts in January. So when the event is over in September, I kind of take October, November, and December not to think about it. And then in January, I start thinking about it mm-hmm. again and working on making sure that we have new wineries represented and or new importers there. So it's something that grows, and I just talk to people as I see them, as I try wonderful wines from around the world. If it's something I feel fits, I will ask them to attend. But we do limit it to 36. We could probably add another tent, but I think we're trying to keep it smaller and more intimate because there's only so much wine you can drink in an afternoon, mm-hmm. believe it or not.
So you talked about how this festival is really, the foundation is relationships.
Yes.
What else sets the Snowmass Wine Festival apart?
I think it's very well organized on the part of Rotary and hopefully myself. I hear that from the vintners all the time. So I think the organization of it, I think the beauty of the landscape. I think a lot of people in Snowmass and Aspen and the people that come to visit are very knowledgeable about wine. And I always get that from the people behind the table, saying that they feel it's a very knowledgeable crowd that is very interested in wine. And I think that is unique in and of itself. And it just it works very well. It's a very good-feeling wine festival, mm-hmm. I think. Mm-hmm. I'm a little prejudiced. I think so.
As am I.
So what can people expect that's new this year?
Oh, let's see. We have some new craft tables there. Just so that people know, we do have Peach Street. We have Marble. Mm-hmm. We have Woody Creek. We have State 38. That will be coming. We also have, it's another product. It is called Blow Liqueur. It's like a Vandermint from Europe. That will be there, that's being made in Colorado. Suerte Tequila, and of course, stripped margarita mix from Marty, who lives in Snowmass. So they will all be there. And we have a number, we always have at least 25%. New wineries in attendance. So, for example, Duckhorn will be there to complement Rumbauer, and we actually have Reagan Rumbauer coming to pour this year. We also have Barlow, which is a very small boutique-y family winery. J. Wilkes, another small winery. Hua from New Zealand, which is probably a winery not many people have heard about. And we have many, many others and new small distributors that are bringing beautiful wines from Europe. So we have a great mix.
You guys have a couple more weeks of preparation. What are you looking forward to on the day of the festival or after?
I am looking forward to it being successful. 2 weeks before, I always go through my usual angst because you want to make sure that there's enough people there to enjoy it and so that the Rotary Club does well with their fundraiser. So that's really important to me, and it's very important to me that it be done well, that even from the vintner standpoint, from the guest standpoint, from the Rotary standpoint, that it is that everything came together and everything went really well and that they did benefit from it. So when it's over, I take a deep breath if I think all of that has happened and I just reflect on the event. And during the event, there'll be a time when I'm standing off, maybe halfway through, just watching everyone, just observing the event. And, you know, it's very important to me that it be successful and that it works well for Rotary.
And Rob, how about you?
I think this event, this fundraiser, has become our main focus. In the past, we have juggled a few other fundraising events, sort of much like I think Aspen Rotary has the Ducky Derby. This is our main event. And so we spend, as does Barb, much of the year sort of preparing and getting organized in the hope that we can allow it to run smoothly, but also have an opportunity for the volunteers to enjoy themselves. So that's a focus this year to not overwork, you know, potentially get more volunteers involved that can do shorter shifts and enjoy the event because it really is a great one.
There's definitely a core group of Rotarians who through the year work very, very hard at this. And there's many people to thank, but we can't go through everyone. And then also the day of the event, the Rotarians that must be present to make sure that everything runs well.
Well, good luck to you both this year.
Thank you.
Thank you kindly.
Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for
having
us.
Thank you. Yes, thanks for having us.
You've been listening to Cross Currents. I'm Kristen Kay. Thanks to my guests today, Snowmass Rotary President Rob Cairncross and Barb Wicks from Sundance Drug and Liquor, speaking about the Snowmass Wine Festival, a benefit for Snowmass Rotary. Proceeds from the festival benefit over a dozen community organizations and also provide grants for Basalt High School students. This year, the festival includes a wine dinner at the Viceroy in Snowmass on September 15th and a grand tasting in the Snowmass Town Park on September 16th. This is Cross Currents on Aspen Public Radio. I'm Kristen Kay. If you missed today's show, you can go to our website, aspenpublicradio.org. Cross Currents is a production of Aspen Public Radio.